Join Cricket Wireless this June in celebrating the unshakable spirit of HBCU music programs during Black Music Month. Because HBCU marching bands are showstoppers from the word go, they are a force of nature and a force for good. They raise the bar and expectations every single time they set foot onto a field. They are not the marching band next door. They are the epitome of poetry in motion. And just like Black music, they are unstoppable. Cricket Wireless. Sunstorm is a new podcast hosted by Alicia Garza and Aijin Poo, two of the leading organizers in America, about how we help each other stay joyful and powerful amidst the chaos of life today. This season focuses on what now? Aijin and Alicia talk to their friends and heroes about inspirations, finding your center, and what each one of us can do to make the changes we want to see in the world. Subscribe to Sunstorm wherever you're listening to this show.
Welcome to the Friends.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone. Somebody loves you, baby.
Chills, y'all.
That's why I played it. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you also the real reason why I played it. Ain't no damn reason. I just played it because it was so damn good.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you something else. I don't know nobody that does not like the song Somebody Loves You, Baby. Show me one person on the earth walking and talking that don't like Somebody Loves You, Baby by Patti LaBelle. And what y'all just heard, okay, was a clip from Patti LaBelle's house. They were at her house I guess it's her piano room or whatever.
That's lit.
And it was Patti, some of her background singers that she's had for many, many years, and Ledisi. And that was Ledisi just killing them vocals on Somebody Loves You, Baby. And y'all needed to hear it. You ain't even know you needed to hear it, but y'all needed to hear that.
It's and you saw how it looked like she wasn't even really trying. Like, it was kind of nothing.
Effortless.
Yeah.
Effortless. That's what I'm saying.
Light
so,
work.
You know, like I said, y'all ain't got to thank me, but I know you are. And you know what I'm saying? That's just a gift from me to you on some G shit. You know, we're going to start this shit off right. We're going to play some shit. Now, how can you not be motivated to feel good about yourself after hearing that shit right there? Everybody loves Somebody Loves You, Baby. That's why she said somebody. Because it's for everybody. Yeah.
Damn.
That's it.
Imagine
Ledisi.
Being
you
at her
better be
house
glad I can't
singing.
Get up high like that. Okay.
Imagine being lucky
on a full
enough.
Stomach.
Oh.
You know Patti had cooked. That's why
Ledisi
was
diet.
Laid back like that. She was full. She had ate.
Let me tell you, I would change my diet for Miss Patty's food. She'd be like,
Patti,
you want some? I'd be like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Miss Patti. I don't give a fuck what it is. It better be good, too. As all the shit she talk about cooking. Patti been talking shit about cooking since. Remember when she was on A Different World playing Dwayne's mama? Calling him Chipmunk. And she told Diane Carroll, Whitley Gilbert's mama, to take that turkey. She said, take that bird down to the church and donate it. Because she had the small-ass turkey on Thanksgiving. Anyway, with that being said, welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene, because who in the hell wants a musty brain or a donatable turkey? Hey, Fran and Sante, how you doing?
I'm good. I got to see you guys this weekend, so I'm happy.
I know.
Yes, it was so good to see y'all.
So nice to spend some time.
Through the fire.
Literally, through the fire.
Through the flames. I'm talking about it was hot as hell, y'all.
Y'all, we were sweating.
It was hot.
I busted my ass just because I think my legs gave out. They was just so hot. It was like,
listen,
we could do
when we was
so
walking...
Much.
At the end, y'all don't even know. When we was walking to the Ubers and I tripped, my leg had started to cramp up a little bit. I was like, ooh.
Wait, you fell too?
Horse.
Oh, God. Are we at that
yes,
age?
I was like, ooh, this part took it out of me today. Between the damn man with the fake, the quarter waters, because it wasn't no real nutcrackers.
Oh, my
I was like,
I know.
Heat.
I ain't even really get tipsy off of that. As no hot as it was. Yeah.
It was ASAP Noah's birthday. Happy birthday, Noah.
Yes, birthday,
we love
Happy
you.
Birthday,
she turned
Noah.
8 years old. For those of you who are unaware of who that rock star is, she is the daughter of Jade of All Jades, one of our best friends. And, of course, we had to be there for the festivities to make sure that she had a good time.
We've been loving Noah a long time. Okay, because we saw that
before
baby
she
coming
even
to
got
this
here.
World.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
And so that's all of our child. Jay was the first one of our little tribe to have become a parent, her and her husband, Tristan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, we love Noah. So, damn it, we came out in the heat. And it was pride. And okay. I was on my way somewhere. But we made that happen because I was not going to miss Noah's birthday.
We're so cute. I love us. And it was so cute just being able to be in the park chilling and supporting our
little
baby.
And remember seeing them running. Remember how cute she looked? Them little kids looked running around. Shout out to Melissa, my girl Melissa.
Shout out to Melissa. She tried to give me them stickers at the end. I was like, I cannot help you raise these children today.
I love her.
I cannot.
She is such a good parent. I was taking notes. The way she was working them kids.
She is amazing. When I say she got down to a science.
I mean, finessing. She made them tie their legs together and she lied to them and she was like, oh, let's do a three-legged race. And then once everyone was tied up, she was like, it's a three-legged mingle. Just walk around. And the kids are all tied up like, what? And she left. She was like, have fun. And we're sitting there watching the kids walking in circles. They didn't know what to do.
She is so funny,
oh
man. Shout
my
out
God.
To Melissa Beck.
She's so damn funny. But it was cute, and I was just happy to see you guys. What else did you guys do for the weekend? Because I know you guys had events and parties and places to be.
Mm-hmm. I was in the fetal position. and not for the right reasons either. I had like a stomach bug, man.
You
no
and
diarrhea,
XD.
Just vomiting.
You and
oh,
XD,
man.
You
just
had
vomiting.
Them too.
Yeah, and I was really, you know, and I feel like it's Mandy fault because we hung out on Tuesday night. And I ain't have shit to do with it, but I just feel like it was your fault, dog. Mandy was your fault,
just
girl.
Just because.
But no, so I was out of commission for the most of the weekend. Eventually, I got to celebrate a dear friend of mine. Happy belated birthday, Jesse Smollett. Love you.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy
and then, yep. And then also, I went to my friend Frank Watson from Frank Watson Events. He had a huge party on Sunday.
Frank Watson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and Kid Fury pulled the fuck up. We had someone. Me and Kid Fury walked in that party.
And y'all
first
tell
of all,
me? Y'all knew I would want to.
Look, she would have gone to that one.
Let me give y'all some context, right? So the Cub friend, I'm trying to still drive the phone. Now it's you. See? They always want to put the blame on me.
Your influence.
You're really catching this, you see. Anyway.
Let me just show y'all for the Patreon followers. I follow him on Instagram, so hold on.
Shout out to my boy Frank. Look. All our listeners, go
We ain't even started yet, Frank.
That's my dog, Frank. Big Frank. Shout out to Frank. Shout out to Frank. Frank Watson, baby. F Watson Events. Look at our FW Events. F Watson Events on Instagram. Look it up, y'all. F Watson Events.
Please look it
Instagram.
Up. Trust me.
Shout out to Frank Watson. But anyway, so he had a huge party downtown. Big event space, great. Me and Kid Fury turned that bitch out. We walked in with that Trina energy after the verses. Remember what she said? She was like, it's time to turn the fuck up. I'm ready to drink and smoke. And that's exactly
y'all
what
so
we
cute.
Did.
I love y'all.
We had a great time, though. Great, great time on Sunday. So I had a good weekend. And then also, shout out to my friend LaTroy, Mr. L. Davis. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday,
LaTroy.
Happy birthday, LaTroy.
Yeah.
It's cancer season. All these lovely cancers. I love it. That's dope. Happy birthday. What about you, Asante? What trouble did you get into?
Oh, I didn't get into any trouble. I'm on a full reset right now. You know, I'm trying to reset my bearings on where I'm moving to. So I've been looking at places all weekend, which was Ooh, it was too hot to do anything else past that.
Sending you all the apartment juju because you know how that is in New York.
Yes. And Fran, I know you know because you live in one of those buildings, right?
Yes, I do.
Like when you first moved, when you and Crystal first moved, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you know, I need to try to find something like this.
Yes.
But the problem with something like this is that it's just like everything else in New York. It's hit or miss. Like, you might get a nice property, but you might get shitty property management, mm-hmm. or you might have shitty tenants that, you know, fuck up everything for everybody else. Like, it was just, it was a wild ride on the Google reviews and in the streets with people that, you know, aren't realtors. I say they aren't realtors because they're the no fee guy, so they really don't give a fuck.
Right.
They really just be like, all right, I'll text you. And then you never hear from them again. They even showed you one spot they had, and they're like, that's all I got. So I'm hitting up all these random people. I meet with more random people this week. I have a month to move, but it would be nice to have it done by the middle of the month or even the first.
That's dope that you're starting this early, too. That way it's not like a last minute stress. Oh,
yeah. I need a seamless. Yeah, I need I need to walk out of here on, you know, the last day of July and be like, all right, well, y'all ain't getting no deposit. And now I can write a bad Google review about you guys. And follow suit with everybody else's shit.
Ooh, I can't wait to write about this building. I told y'all one of our homies hit me up because he was going to come visit one of the openings that's upstairs. And he was like, ain't this your building? Because the elevator thing. I was like, yes, it is. So I was like, apartment, stunning. Management, don't even come to the building. Trust me on that. Because if you have a bulb or anything that needs to be fixed, they're just going to act like they never got your message. So it's up to you.
You know what's crazy, friend? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. This is because I had such a long weekend looking through all of this stuff. Like, it's crazy that we pay so much.
Hello?
Because in other cities, this is a lot of fucking money.
Hello?
But like here, it's still not a lot of money. And the reason that I say that is because when I look at the fact that there are studios and one bedrooms that start at like $2,000 or $3,000,
bro,
people are looking at us like we're crazy. We're finally spending that to start. Like that is like the need for everything. They're like, are you stupid? Like this is New York City. And it's like, this should not, it shouldn't feel like this. Like I shouldn't have to pay 2 or 3 or 10 times more than what I am used to paying for everybody else's amenities. Like if that amenity is actually going to help me, maybe fine. But some of these amenities are just so massive. It's like, this is literally for everybody. And I guess you need to do it so everybody can have access, but not everybody is going to want to use this or pay for this. So the add-on amenities thing, I had to like argue about that this weekend too. It's just so much, but
ain't no way around it, man. The rent is too damn high. I'm considering prostitution.
Look, that'll do it.
I want to return. I want my money to work for me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and I literally want to make money while I sleep.
Shut up. That's
honestly.
So I'm thinking about it.
But here's the thing. You know, you deal with the problems of management in these buildings. But let's talk about even just the application process being so intrusive. Like the information they ask for. You're like, is that legal? So I actually saw someone tweeting this week that they went to look at an apartment in Brooklyn and they asked for their resume. I was like, what? What does it have to do with... Oh, so apparently that's the new thing now.
Who is the landlord, Monique? Whose building was the Monique's? I want to see your goddamn resume, bitch. Give me your motherfucking resume. You want somewhere to stay, don't you? Your ass need a roof over your head. Give me your resume.
But yeah, it's like, getting to that point where they can really ask you for anything. I remember when I moved in here and they needed to see my bank statements for the past 2 years. I was like, why?
2 years?
Why do you need me to print out 2 years worth of bank statements? So what are you going to see? How many times I went to Target? Like,
I ain't even know you then.
Goddamn.
To me, if you have my taxes, you see what I make, you see how much the rent is, do the math, I'll be able to pay it. There's literally nothing else you need to know. I understand maybe a background check. Fine. What else? Yeah. Why do you need my resume? Why do you need my bank statements? I mean,
and it's crazy that you have to pay for all of that too. When they're like application fee, broker's fee, and it's all like, what?
It's all a scam.
Like I can understand
QuickBooks.
Yeah, it's so much. So yes, let's cool off of that. You know, let's get back.
And send
to
you
what
good juju
to.
Because you're gonna find the apartment you need, and it's gonna be easeful, and the landlord's gonna be happy to welcome you to the building. That's the energy we're on.
Thank you, friend. Thank
you. You're welcome. So let's jump into this week's Black Business.
This week's Black Business of the Week is presented by Target. Target invests in Black businesses, Black brands, building a legacy of success. Let's rise together. Discover more at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure.
Y'all, how cool is this? So there's a new barbershop that just opened on Friday in Bed-Stuy called Ankles Barbershop, and it's a barbershop designed for the queer community.
What's it called?
Ankles, E-N-K-E-L, Ankles Barbershop. Okay. And what I love, too, is that all... I don't know why you're making that face. I love that all the products in the barbershop are Black owned and local. The owner, Kadeem Woodson, he said he dreamed of a space for his community after encountering, so many uncomfortable situations at the barbershop with the hyper masculinity and just the culture of barbershops, which we are all very aware of. And it just made him be like, how bomb would it be to have a shop that is just for us and our allies? And there's no discomfort. It's like a safe haven. You don't have to worry about who's going to be saying what. And so he went and did that. And it just launched on Friday. So I'm so excited. He has a slogan.
That's so awesome.
Isn't that the coolest shit? And he's going to be able to turn that into a franchise. So he's out of here. What I love is the slogan. It says comfort you never knew existed. And you can read more about it at Ankles Barbershop on Instagram. That's E-N-K-E-L-S Barbershop. And his personal IG is ruth.ankle. That's ruth.ankel. The barbershop is at 750 Quincy Street, and they're actually taking appointments now. So you can go on their Instagram, the Ankles Barbershop, and literally you'll see in the link tree, you can book an appointment. It's the very first link on the link tree.
Okay.
Right? Shout out to Kadeem Woodson for that incredible manifestation. Like, what? And it's cute. Ooh. You see it? Isn't
they
it
do
cute?
The facial. Yeah, I'm looking at the appointment. So they do the tension facial, right? The tension facial is 100% organic CBD infused.
Come on.
Ooh. And they do the, you know, the 24 karat gold facial.
Come
you know,
on.
People be doing the
gold because he did say that too. It's not only a barbershop, but it's also a wellness shop. So you'll have a lot of wellness services that are offered as well. And I'm sure the more he expands, because I know that that barbershop is about to blow up, he'll probably be able to make it bigger and have a lot more services offered. So shout out to Ankles Barbershop. And Asante, I saw you tweet out the McBride sisters from last week's Black Business was shouted out and highlighted during the BET Awards, which was super cool alignment to see.
Yes.
Right? And they had like a little segment where they got to talk about who they are and what they're doing, and that was pretty cool.
All I did was laugh and think about Dustin, because when I heard old girl accent, I was like, oh, that's the one.
No wonder they was, she was like, she passed a drink to her sister. It was time to drink. Shit, bitch, I don't know you. Are you supposed to be my sister? Sit down. Sit a spell. Let's talk about
not
it.
Not sit a spell.
Where you come from? Who your mom and them? Oh. Then you got to find out. And then there were two. I really did think that was them twin little girls, though. Y'all know which ones I'm talking about, too. I think their name is the McClure twins or whatever.
Yeah, it's the cute little girls.
But I thought it was the I thought the McBride sisters was them little girls. I was going to be like, well, what are they doing with a wine?
So last week's episode titled Coconut and Biscuits. Dustin.
Coconut and Biscuits.
It was a Dustin takeover, and it was a Crime Zone episode where, I mean, we went for one hell of a ride learning about public schools in the Bronx. And a lot of you listening had a lot to say. Who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, I decided to dip into those Patreon streets.
All right. The nice neighborhood.
The suburbs. You
know, they behind the paywall. They behind the paywall. So, you know, I figure out we got to get
some love. That's a gated community,
too.
Honey.
That's hilarious. Woo! So what are the Twitter streets, Dustin? That's the hood?
The Twitter streets is where, that's the hood. That's where...
You're in the
it might
now,
it
baby.
Might be a little bit aggressive or whatever, but it's still safe. And not, you know, old, whatever. We look out for each other. You know what I'm saying? It's, that's the Twitter streets.
What you
find? I have a place in Bo.
Sante.
Well, quickly, I want to... There's a couple. Some are just very short and sweet. Really quickly, I want to shout out Crystal and Shanice because they both made comments about Lambrusco. Hilarious. Just because it's... First of all, just because it's Italian don't mean it's fancy. But Shanice specifically said Lambrusco may be cheap, but hey, it's still Italian wine. Sounds fancy to me, LOL. And Crystal said, come through, Lambrusco. That reunite is one of my daddy's favorites. I just thought that was so damn funny because this Lambrusco just keeps coming up. Oddly, I was surprised we didn't see it on Sunday, but maybe it was too high and Jay thought the bottle was going to explode. And the other comment I want to get to is Alicia. She says, LMAO, Dustin went from, oh, that's my spot, to you got me fucked up if you think I look like Dave Chappelle. This is true Aries 0 to 100 energy, and I love it and can very much relate. Yes, that's Dustin's energy every week, and that was a great, like, phrasing of it that was so funny that you went from, ooh, that's my spot, to, ooh, you got me fucked up. Shout out to you, Alicia. Great comedy. Fran, what about you? What did you find out there in them streets?
I actually have two comments. I have one from the SoundCloud streets, and Ariane said, Fran, next time you're in Portland, you should stop by JP's Custom Framing. It's my bestie's grandfather's store. He had a lot of black art and sculptures. You know, I had to put on for our black folks in Portland, so that's good to know. I definitely will be stopping through. And then Mercedes in the Twitter street said, God knew what he was doing, making me a regular girl. Listening to Friendzone Pod and hearing how Dustin and Fran prefer to be private about partners, I couldn't do that. I need to be posted, publicly adored, borderline obsessed over. That's how I need to be loved. Be annoying about me. I feel you. It ain't me, but I feel you.
Thanks for letting me know. You know what I'm saying? I love somebody telling you, hi, how you doing? My name's such and such, and I'm crazy. I love when you introduce me to that, because then I know to keep your ass at arm's length. So thank you for listening. I appreciate you listening.
It was a smile
for me. I love
you,
you know, coming around here, but...
See, but I think it's important she knows that about herself. And it's like...
She knows she crazy?
No, she knows that that's how she needs to be loved on. So make that clear.
Post me. Put me up. Show me. I want to know. Everybody got to know. Ah! She crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's cool, because we need crazy. You know, Cardi said that gotta argue with him because a nigga love a toxic bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, it's something there or whatever, but... She crazy.
I'll put that in my IG picture.
I know you're not going to like this, ma'am, but I'm pretty much like Fran and Dustin, because if this is an argument
you
or a
literally
conversation
never
even, like,
posted,
what?
I've never even seen you like a picture of someone that I knew you were dating. Like, I know how you get down.
I used to kind of like do a little slick photo, maybe, but I don't even do that no more. Like, it's real. Like, you ain't. You only acknowledge in my heart, and you better be cool with that. If you're not cool with that, then I really can't help you. I'm sorry.
And people, the FBI, people, it's wild the shit people will find just
because
you like the picture or the fucking.
That's why I
leave
don't
a comment. People
no
like
more.
That's her man. I'm like, God damn.
You can't even do the burner. The algorithm is looking at your contacts. Even if you don't connect them,
like, how'd
still
you find my picture? How'd you know I liked and commented on my partner's picture? How do you know this? This shit is so crazy. So I've learned my lesson with the internet, but I think it's dope she knows what she likes. Make sure you make that clear up front. Luckily, I've had partners who were like, I really don't care. You know, you want to post, you don't, cool. I'm just happy to be with you in real life. That's all that matters. So that's what works for me and mine. But shout out to you. Dustin, what'd you find on the Twitter streets?
I want to give a huge shout out to Axios, AXIOS, who tweeted that Toyota is the number one donor to Republicans who objected to certifying the 2020 election results by far. And they accompanied it with a chart that shows the number of donations amongst these big name corporations. And there are several listed here, but Toyota has made 37 donations to organizations that have been firmly convicted in objecting certifying the 2020 election results. Once this information became public, Toyota doubled down on this and issued a statement saying, "We do not believe it is appropriate to judge members of Congress solely based on their votes on the electoral certification." Mm. In other words, they said, fuck you. Like, yeah, we gave them the money and we don't give a damn what y'all think.
Wow.
And shout out to Axios because they tweeted this. And what I love most about this are the replies. People are in the replies going the fuck off. And it's so funny. They're like, ah, we were getting a car this year and Toyota is off the table for discussion. Shit. This is awful, Toyota. I'm judging you solely based on your choosing to donate to people who voted to undermine our democracy. They said, is that how Toyota... This was funny to me. Someone tweeted, and actually, fuck it, I'll give you a shout out. It's Bitrye, B-I-T-R-Y-E. They said, is that how Toyota builds cars? Quote, the brakes will always work, except sometimes they don't. But that's okay, end quote. Like, so Toyota has really made an ass out of themselves. Yikes. With this one. And I love the fact that it's exposed. And I felt like it was my duty to share it with our audience. Mm-hmm. So that they know when there are, you know, considering moving the dollars around this economy.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Now I know.
Also want to give a shout out to my friend George M. Johnson.
Hey.
They received a billboard for their with Sephora. About pride and highlighting their work as an author.
Go ahead, George.
And it's in the middle of Times Square. So shout out to George Johnson. Love you, George.
I saw their book at Powell's Bookstores, which is like the biggest, most popular bookstore in Portland. I saw it in the window and sent them a picture of it.
In the
window, displayed for Pride. And I was like, that's super dope. I had to take a picture and send it to them.
So shout out to George. Damn. That's all I got, y'all.
Some exciting news for all the Ben & Jerry's lovers. The flavor gurus have churned up 5 new non-dairy flavors this year. All your favorites now in a delicious non-dairy alternative. Enjoy this creamy plant-based treat with your friends, and there's an option for everyone. We have Tonight Dough, Americone Dream, Caramel Sutra. That one sounds good. Fish Food and Colin Kaepernick's Change the World lead the pack as the 5 new non-dairy flavors the Ben & Jerry's Flavor Gurus have whipped up for us. Anyone who's ever perused the freezer aisle knows these ice cream flavors. They're some of the most popular ones out there. You're actually lucky if you are able to grab any of them. So it's awesome that they're not offered with all the things you love about Ben & Jerry's, but without the dairy. These fan favorites join the lineup of all the existing non-dairy flavors to provide some sweet indulgence for Ben & Jerry's non-dairy fans. We have been talking about... this ice cream. Which one's your favorite, Dustin? The one that you always talking about? Your Ben & Jerry's
favorite? It is the creme brulee. Mm. Okay. Sunflower butter.
So damn good. So I'm excited. Hopefully they'll send us a batch of the 5 new flavors. Check out Ben & Jerry's new non-dairy options as well as the whole non-dairy family at benjerry.com. That's BenJerry.com. In the zone. Okay, well, this week's episode is all Asante. I was trying to do ETA, everything Asante. Everything Asante this week. So tell us what we talking about, bro.
Oh, my God. You know, friend, that's crazy. I was going to do like an ETA style episode this week. But I was doing a lot of research and I got to a certain point to where it just got sad. So I was like, I can't do this topic no more. So... I decided I wanted to keep it light. I wanted to keep it right. You know, I don't want nobody taking flight because things is getting too heavy. You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I know y'all like Reddit because that's where a lot of the mess happens. That's where a lot of information and opinions happen, very much like a social media on Facebook and Twitter. But Reddit is just a place where it's just in mass, if you will. So I've gone to Reddit and I've done a roundup. Oh, that's all right, whatever. Who gives a shit? I'm not a fucking teacher.
Right.
My roundup at Reddit consists of 20 questions. Mm. Now there's a subreddit. It's called Ask Reddit. reddit.com/r/AskReddit for anybody that wants to participate, laugh, and enjoy yourself.
All the money going to Serena Williams is what you're saying.
Holler.
Always.
Basically. Because her husband owned this motherfucker.
Man, money on top of money.
One of the things that we used to do very early
That's
on
why
here.
That little girl bad.
Stop.
Because y'all know Serena. I didn't mean to stop you, Sante, but y'all know Serena Williams, little girl, bad as hell. You see her in them shoe ads.
No.
Y'all seen her in them Shuer Wiseman ads with Serena with her hand on her hip, little bad. You ain't seen that little girl? No. That little girl so bad. Anyway, go ahead, Sante.
Now you call someone bad.
Back in the day on the show, we used to do icebreakers.
Oh, yeah.
And Ask Reddit really just felt like a bunch of icebreakers. So I've decided I've chosen 20 of these questions that have been asked on Reddit.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to ask them to y'all.
Oh, boy.
Now, I told y'all this is going to be light. So for some of these questions, feel free. I will actually be sharing some responses that are on Reddit, but I'm definitely asking because I want you to respond. And know that these are questions that there are submarks on the Reddit where they you can mark whether you're doing serious answers or anything like that. I didn't choose any serious reply only questions. I didn't choose any non-safe for work questions. But we still adults, so we still going to be cursing and chiznaye, so it don't matter. So I'm going to start you off with something easy, right? This is just, we're doing icebreakers. So nothing serious, nothing crazy. Just, you know, icebreakers. So are y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Let me break the ice.
Allow me to get you right. Oh, R.I.P. Britney. I mean, not R.I.P. Excuse me. Free Britney.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Ooh.
Free Britney. Sorry, I got confused. I got excited because you were singing Britney. I did the wrong thing. It was my bad. Look, make that face. I do feel that guilty because everybody knows Britney was one of my original divas. We'll come back to this during the music man, actually.
look,
you remember Chris Crocker?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Leave
How
her
can
alone.
We forget?
He was so funny.
You was looking like a ghost like Chris Crocker.
Him screen, against Perez Hilton. Remember when they had beef?
They didn't have beef. They had raw chicken.
Not raw chicken.
Okay, so for the first icebreaker, this is a very easy one. What made you laugh today?
Oh, gosh. What made me laugh today?
Something did.
I'll give you my answer
today.
First. This fucking show. Like, I don't know why when I get on here with y'all, before we even start recording,
we have the giggles.
It's like we get on camera. Every time we see each other, like, even when we saw each other at the park the other day, like, I don't even think a hey, hello really came out of my mouth before we started laughing. Like, y'all make me laugh. Y'all made me laugh today because I have been hot all day today. I woke up with an attitude. I won't tell you why, but I will say, this is why I'm happy. So thank y'all for making me laugh, and thank y'all for making me happy.
Oh my God, I just felt that in my heart. No, because it's
don't
the truth.
It,
it's the truth
no
for
sweat.
Me. As soon as it y'all is. Come up on the screen, like you said, we don't even have to say nothing. We just start laughing because we just know. But today we had the giggles for some reason, and we're just laughing.
Could not get it together.
Reading the ads.
I couldn't get it together.
That made me laugh.
I hope the ads cleaned up.
I couldn't get it together. I'm telling you, it was awful.
The ads, that's what made me laugh today. Dustin reading an ad that had us laughing very much.
Oh, poo. I think, you know what made me laugh today? So there was a response, a visceral response almost, to the City Girls BET Awards performance yesterday.
Yes.
And I read some of the replies.
Oh, wait, a bad one?
And the replies made me laugh.
Oh, God. They did good.
Because their performance was, like, really choreo heavy, right?
It was.
And, you know, and so people had, you know,
I appreciate
they had a
it.
Takeaway from it. I did too.
Yeah.
I
they
look,
were like,
I
we
want to
do some work. We want to like
and
put
I,
in some
I love
time.
That.
Yeah, I was with it.
I loved it. Somebody posted, you know that meme of SpongeBob where he's like leaning on the wall. His arm is like stretched on the wall like this.
Yes, when he's like, woo.
They was like the City Girls trying to rap and twerk. After they finished that performance, they said they was like,
it was like
and
they just did the Olympics at Gatorade and shit afterwards.
Today. That made me laugh today.
Woo! Comments on Reddit in case anybody cared to look. My dad stole my ice. My boyfriend making weird jokes.
My dad stole my ice.
What?
Yeah, that made somebody laugh that their dad stole their ice.
You steal my motherfucking jewelry. I don't care who you is.
Okay.
I don't think there's nothing funny about stealing diamonds.
And then the last one, a woman yelling at the newspaper, saw it when I ran out this morning.
What?
Like, that would be funny to just see a woman yelling at her newspaper. Like,
New York.
That's the one that wrote in talking about, I don't got to be noticed. You got to post me. That's who was yelling at the newspaper.
All right. For this one, I'm going to ask the question, and if y'all want, I can give you a couple of answers first.
That's what's sad. Nice to meet you. I'm crazy. You know what? That's the title of this week's episode.
Straight up, Patsy Cline, crazy. Crazy for being. Okay. I'm crazy for trying.
That was my song. They made me sing that in high school.
We need a trap mid.
Hey. And
a
Nola bounce.
Next remix, Lynn. All right. Question number two. What's not as sexy as most people seem to think it is? I'm going to give you some of these answers first. Somebody said, one of the top answers is being mysterious. I'm not trying to solve a cold case file.
Wow. You know what? That's actually a good one.
I don't know why that shit made
guilty.
Me laugh. Another top comment. This one's a relatable one. Ads on porn websites. Just not sexy. I don't know why. It doesn't have to be a porn ad just because it's a porn website. Because I don't know if you... Well, never mind. That was going to be TMI. It's just weird that there's like SZA's music be on some of the porn ads sometimes. Or those who know, know. Anyway. What's not as sexy as most people seem to think it is?
Them woven ankle bracelets on men.
I like those.
You know,
where they look like they just came back from Cabo.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna take it literally a step further. Black toenail polish. I don't give a fuck on men. I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, no, that's.
You know what? I'm so into how men are playing with nail art now. I'm so into it.
I'm with all that.
But you don't like black.
I'm talking specifically about black toenail polish.
When they think it's like that shit.
Make your feet look like a,
you know how like a elephant's foot or like a hippo foot look? You know how the toenail part is like a, you know what I'm talking about. That's how your foot look with that shit.
Would you say that people think it's sexy, but it's not?
Yeah, what's not as sexy as most people seem to think it is?
Trying to be
so
sexy.
Hard? I don't know.
Exaggerated porn star noises.
Exaggerated, oh God. Like sexiness.
Someone said sex on the beach sucks. Oh.
You know what? I actually,
not
yeah. So I'm like, how do you tell the story without incriminating yourself? So someone I know was staying at an Airbnb. It had a hot tub. And you know what people want to do in hot tubs, but I'm like, this ain't our hot tub. Or that's what the person said. You know, it wasn't their hot tub. And I'm like, there's certain things that you... like you want to do because it's sexy, but it's like, ew.
I'm just going to say it too.
And in pools.
Fucking in the shower ain't that fun.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot to figure out.
A lot of gripping or...
When you really get into it, you fuck around and get a face full of shower water. You know what I'm saying? Like you be, and then all the shower water is like in your mouth. It's horrible.
Or
the
New York City little ass showers. Y'all trying to walk around each other in it. It's just a lot.
Let's get in the bed. Fuck the bullshit.
Yeah, cause
like I'm tired of it.
New York don't even give you no full size bathroom. It's literally a shower stall.
Like this ain't made for that type. But I feel the same about like pool, when people want to have sex in the pool, and just people that want to have adventurous sex in a lot of places. And I don't know, maybe I'm whack, but I'd be like,
I mean, friend, sometimes you just gotta go with it. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm down, but like. Not a pool, chlorine, man. Hell no. I don't want that all up in my sacred space.
Yes.
Yeah, chlorine, yeah. Someone's dirty ass hot tub that who knows how many other people have been in it. No. Maybe when I have my own things that.
If it's yours or, you know, it's that new build, that first apartment, first move
yes.
in. So, all right, we get this first so we can
well,
you know,
I bought
do what we
this,
need to do.
And I clean it, so I know how clean it is. And I know who else has been in it. So those are things that I struggle with. You want to be so adventurous.
So if you're in a hotel, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to get in the tub and...
I do it in the hotel tubs. I'm sorry.
But at
there
least...
There was a CVS around the corner and I bought the bleach.
I trust just the cleanliness of a hotel before I trust the cleanliness of an Airbnb personally.
Me too.
Oh, yeah,
you
no,
know,
always.
You know how I feel anyway.
Yeah, I know.
You know, people
even
be
really
paying the standard
that.
Cleaning on the Airbnb. They don't get that, you know, deep cleaning.
Hello,
so.
Like how many times have you gotten in the bed in the Airbnb and been like,
Wow, these sheets aren't clean in the washer and dryer. Actually, in
I
this
don't
Airbnb,
smell detergent
crazy.
Anywhere in this house.
Remember when we had that Airbnb in Seattle and I was like, fuck it. Somebody had to take their room by the door. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to take the room by the door.
That's scary as always.
I'd rather.
That's scary as the hallway downstairs.
God.
I was like,
that house was so scary. It was scary. And then remember, not only was that door, the entryway door to the home on the side like that, but then there were also those patio doors. So the room I was in, I slept with my eyes open. Because
that
somebody could have came
outside.
In there from any which way. Hell yeah. And yeah. I was trying to think about y'all and shit. You know what I'm saying? Alex, Michelle, whoever was with us. Hell, I look. You put me in the hotel. Go ahead, Asante.
I'm stealing this answer for what's not as sexy as most people seem to think it is. Food play. The chocolate sauce seem like a good idea, but really it's just messy.
That always feels young to me. Like, I feel like young men ask for shit like that. Like,
it's like their first foray into freakiness.
Yeah, and Cherry, you're like, yo, how old are you, bro? Like, you do that in high school. Or people being like,
they're gonna look at you like,
ice.
How old was 112 when they drop peaches and
cream
then?
You're interested in.
I got you.
There's more than one way to skin that cat. So, yeah.
Woo.
Dead.
All right. We're gonna take it back down now. Well, take it back up, I guess, because that was down. What would be your perfect day?
Perfect.
A day at an amusement park with a shower and a change of really nice clothes immediately available afterward. Marijuana all day long.
Okay.
And then an incredible party afterward with all of my friends that I love and lots of hot strangers.
Ooh.
I think that's like a perfect day. Yeah.
Damn.
You want me to tell you about the perfect night?
Here we go. For me, it's... I think the happiest I've been is when I have like a beach day, but when you're in the Caribbean, not like at Chocha Beach in New York, but when you have, you know, when you get there and you wake up in the morning, I love when you're really close to the water. So you could literally like slide open your terrace door and just walk
and
straight to the water and you go for a nice swim. And then you know how you come back and you're all bronzy from having been out and your hair looks good from the mixture of the sea salt. The salt water dusted. And your hair looking good, your skin, you take that good shower, you moisturize and you put on some white. You know black people love some white after you all tanned up. And now you have, you know, your skin is dewy, you just look good, and you go get some good ass food, and then end the night like bonfire, everyone sitting around, just drinking whatever it is you enjoy, and just talking. One of those nights that you're just like out in nature
talking.
Being
cute. What are we talking about?
That's like my favorite type of day, so I think that's my favorite period.
What's yours, Asante?
I don't know if I told y'all, but I'm getting my license again. Like I'm getting my learner's supposed to be coming soon. So I just miss driving and the feeling, the sensation. My perfect day would be like, I guess maybe not New York City, but my perfect day would be like me getting up and having like a, going through a routine that feels like easy and natural and amazing and just setting myself up for like a great time. And then when I leave the house, just like being able to like float. Like there's nothing like whenever you like, have enough time to get yourself all the way together like how you want to. Remember, friend, we were talking about last week, I was telling you the YouTube girls be putting all the spray and the lotions on and stuff like that. Imagine if your perfect day consisted of every day when you woke up, you did, and you probably do, but every day you wake up and you like literally luxuriate before you leave your house and you take that vibe with you everywhere you go. So my perfect day would be Yeah, like you already got, my perfect day would be friends life is what I'm trying to say. But I just want to feel like everything is easy all the time. Yes. Like that's a perfect day to me. In those days, sometimes when we would be on tour, I don't know if it's because I would get like so high, like every leg of it. Like when I would get high right before going into the airport and then like being high with y'all waiting for the plane.
Right.
Sometimes I ain't tell you. I shouldn't say that last part, but it's smoking after we would land and then like being able to just kind of float through each and everything happening. It just makes everything feel like greater. Like even though it's lighter, it just feels so much greater because it's like, this is easy. Everybody should feel everything this good all the flowing. Time.
Yes.
Yeah. If everybody had that kind of flow too, that would make it even better. Mm-hmm. But I don't care about everybody else. That's just my perfect day. And y'all's perfect day.
I like right. that. That felt good.
What what is something you enjoyed as a kid but hate as an adult?
Candy DMs.
Wow.
I'm coming wow. out. I'm coming out. It's pride. Candy yams. Yams used to be so important to me because they were sweet and delicious to me. They were so good to me. Not that whipped nasty shit. I mean the real, you know, cut up yams with the sugar and the butter and all that cinnamon and shit on them. But now I just, I don't know, I'm less than interested. I'll give me a little corner, you know, I'll give me a little spoonful of yams just to balance out some of the other flavors on my plate. But I'm just not, I don't give a fuck about candy yams no more, man.
Oh my God, your body probably got tired of them. You know what? Along the same lines, I'm tired of avocado.
You don't know how many comments today talk about avocado.
Bro, I don't know if I've filled my quota. Because obviously, especially being from the islands, is such a big part of our diet. Like, my grandma would put avocado on top of everything. I swear she put it in my cereal. Like, it just was like, this is part of our diet. No. It didn't matter what the fuck. It's just like, please. It just, it's not with everything. And I don't know what happened. I can't eat it. I'll eat it for the health benefits. Or if it's like guac, you know. Like when you go to Rosa Mexicana and they make it right there with you, so good. So that I can handle, but just straight avocado on my plate, it's just not a thing I can do anymore. It's not fun.
What about you, Terry?
Okay, so the question is, what is something you enjoyed as a kid but hate as an adult? When I first read the question, I was about to say being an adult. Like it was nothing like pretending you were an adult when you were younger versus being an adult now. Like, because when you was younger, you wasn't really one. Like, but you still could pretend to be grown on the phone or, you know, just out there in the streets. And you still had a home to go to that you weren't paying bills at. Or, you know, people was giving you money, whether it's from a job. And you weren't really worried about no fucking taxes because you don't give a fuck about God, none of that shit. But like being an adult, I don't want to say I hate it, but it is definitely the ghetto compared to just being young and pretending to be one. Because I remember watching TV and seeing adults in situations and being like, oh, like I could just go do that in my room, like act like that's where I'm at, and like it's not, you were never really there. Like, but here now you are where you thought you were, because now this is it. And do you want this to be it? And some days it's no, it's a hell no, but today it's great, fine, I'm fine with today. So yes, childhood, wish I still had it. I'm still a child at heart, and I think I hold on to that every day.
Same.
Next question. What's something you will always hate no matter what?
Damn.
Racist, Republicans.
Yes.
Let me think something else that I always hate no matter what. Candace Owens. Trey, what's that motherfucker? George Zimmerman.
Yes.
I'm trying to think what else. Whoever decided to cancel Hawthorne, the television show, I hate them forever. Yeah. There's more, but I think that's sufficient.
People who when someone that speaks another language is speaking to you in English when they have a heavy accent, you know, people who be like, huh? They know what they're saying, but they just have to make them feel like they're dumb or
it's just
like those interactions, especially living in New York. We have such a high population of immigrants from around the world on every block. They call us the melting pot for a reason. And so you experience that a lot, especially customer service, you know, immigrants. And I'm really mindful, too, even when the drivers for delivery, especially like food deliveries, like if they have that language barrier, they might not understand how to use my intercom because it's like a little bit complicated. I don't. And I'm sensitive to that because of my mom. I think of like how people treated her when she was in the service industry. So I just run downstairs. Like they don't even get my argument because I'm like, you could be my mom working right now. So I'd be like, no worries. You know, when they don't understand how to use it, I just go downstairs and do it. And I just wish people had more patience with immigrant people and their language barriers, because that should be driving me up the wall. Like I will fight someone. I've literally gotten into altercations at nail salons because of that. Because of people being rude to the nail women.
I hate that shit too.
Oh my God.
Friend, I hate that shit.
I'm going to piggyback off of what you're saying.
Yeah.
I worked in service and I worked with a lot of people, you know, who had situations. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, we all at work, so we all got to enjoy each other. So I always used to like see who we're going to laugh with, who's going to do their job, you know, who we're going to get the shit done and enjoy it. There were always people that would be a little racist towards the other people. Like I'm talking about customers and sometimes employees, but like a lot of the customers would act a certain way. I'm like, you live in New York. Like, how do you not
understand? How are you still acting like this?
And I'm going to add to this by saying you ain't the only one that would fight someone, friend, because I'm so sensitive to that from working in service. Dustin, shout out to Jade and Noah, because I will never forget Sammy's Noodle Shop. I will never, ever forget Sammy's Noodle Shop, where old girl was clapping at the waitress because we were in an establishment. And she was like, water, Coke. Like,
see? No.
Bitch, don't clap at nobody. And then I started laughing. And then she's like, what's so funny? And then Dustin as like, he's like.
Because I was sick of her ass already.
Being rude.
And what happened was she was being rude as fuck to those servers. And it was pissing us off because I didn't want to be associated with that.
Right.
And I didn't want them to think that everyone at the table, you know, was a part of that or whatever. So I was already distancing myself. Then she was already being like hella rude to everybody at the table. And then we had all been drinking and a couple of our friends, I don't give a fuck. It was Fury and Crystal. They was both like, you know, they had kind of like taken a nap basically at the table and shit.
At the table.
And that bitch said, she said something. I don't remember what she said, but it was directed towards like Crystal.
Yeah.
And Crystal was like half asleep. Went ziggity the fuck, boom. Do you hear me? She left. We got our ass up out of that restaurant.
I remember Jade telling me and stopped talking to Jay.
Yep,
she was so embarrassed. No, but it's true. I just don't like that. And I don't like when they slow down how they talk as if like it's going to be, like they'd be like, do you understand what I'm like?
You know what it is? This is exactly why, like, because I was triggered by this when I was watching the ASL video when I did the sign language episode. I can't stand if someone doesn't understand if someone doesn't understand you, if they've never heard a word before or that word, saying it slower isn't going to help them. So that's why I'm always so confused as to why people. Can you understand? Bitch, I've never heard the word. I don't know what you're saying. Of course I don't know what, like, this isn't helping. So it's always. And last thing on this, this
person that you're mocking more than likely speaks more languages than you. That's the part that blows
me. They need
the
context.
You're talking to them like they're dumb because they're not native to your language, but they're also trying to speak it. And I bet you don't even know a language outside of your own. That's when they try to make them seem slow or dumb. I'm like, they speak multiple languages more than you can say for yourself. So that's my answer. That shit gets me so irked.
I don't like no type of bully shit.
Right.
Nobody fucking with a little person. I don't like none of that shit in no shape or form.
Especially when they try to show off in front of their friends, like to be funny at the table, like that type of corny energy. I'm so thankful that as silly as all of us are, especially when we're together, no one plays that. We're silly amongst ourselves and each other, but it's never a thing where we're trying to like laugh at the expense
of somebody else.
Someone else is as silly as we are. I'm so thankful that's just something that we've never ever encountered.
I'm the one who end up doing it, but it'll be in defense of something. You know what I'm saying? like that's how it happens.
Right.
You feel
like
me?
Under the magnolia trees that night. were like, excuse you.
I mean, like.
Okay, so I have a quick story on this one, right? Because so the thread is, what's something you will always hate no matter what? For those of y'all listening, please go to this Reddit. It's reddit.com/r/askreddit. This particular response was wet socks.
I mean, and that's real.
It sparked a whole story. This person said wet socks, and somebody, I guess, joking under them said, I sleep with wet socks on. Then they were called a psychopath, and they said, just wait till you hear. Then they said, well, just wait to hear about my Tabasco sauce lube. And I guess they were joking.
They
I don't know. But
them.
Someone under them, shout out to Bumpy McBumpers, they actually had a story because they said, all right, tune in, y'all. This is it. Okay, for real, don't do that. Once upon a time, I read a story in Penthouse Forum about a guy who persuaded his wife to give him a BJ, even though she had a cold and wasn't feeling it. She relents, but doesn't take the mentholated cough drop from her mouth. The menthol from the cough drop adds a whole new sensation, and according to the story, the dude busts like he's never busted before. Fast forward a few years, I'm getting ready to crank down and looking for a new source of stimulation. No partner, so I can't get one of those fancy cough drop blowjobs. I knew there was Tabasco in the kitchen, though.
Come on.
There's an idea that might add a sensation. So I zip up, head to the kitchen, and sneak off with a bottle of Tabasco.
Child.
I get myself up to 90% hard and apply a drop of hot sauce to the head.
Oh. How you know it wasn't the extra 10%?
What
nothing
is
I.
Why would you?
This nothing. Motherfucker is lying.
Well, listen. Here we. Well, I mean, maybe. Nothing. I apply another drop. Nothing. I shake a couple more on there with no results. I'm losing wood, and this is bullshit. I set the Tabasco aside and resign myself to just another boring crank down. After about 30 seconds of doing the
Who
old knuckle shuffle, I guess this is a white person because it has to be like that's yeah. just that's why I started and stopped with this. Mm-hmm. So because mm-hmm. why would a nigga?
It
be
is a white person
because
they said Tabasco, not hot sauce. It's a white
Tabasco.
Person.
After about 30 seconds of doing the old knuckle shuffle, however, I feel a tingle. No, I feel heat. Holy shit! I've made a mistake. The pain is growing into agony by the second, and I quickly run to the bathroom and turn on the sink. I'm trying desperately to get my junk in there, but I'm not tall enough. I'm on my tiptoes.
Got a little
foot.
Dick.
I'm on my tiptoes on 1 foot with the other straddling the sink, and I can't get it under the water. I'm trying to
you
splash.
Can't get it under the water.
I'm trying to splash water onto my head, but it's not enough. Fuck. Then
ain't enough dick. That's why.
Fuck, then it hits me. I know what to do. I make a mad dash for the kitchen. Devil may care if I wake anyone up stampeding down the stairs. I fling open the fridge, grab the milk, and pour a glass. And there I am, 1 o'clock in the morning in the kitchen, pants around my ankles, dunking my dick in a glass of milk, praying to God that I don't have to explain this shit to a doctor. The fire eventually went out. Honestly, I'm not sure if the milk helped or not, but desperate times call for desperate measures. Seriously, though, don't use Tabasco lube.
Bro, like, I don't think anyone was thinking of this.
Yeah, the person that said the Tabasco lube, I thought was like joking when they said that
yeah.
shit. And so then they had pulled out that story, which may have been a joke as well, because really, what? But yes. There's some wild things going on in the Reddit. And actually, that was one of the few random stories that I came across. I was like, maybe I should just do icebreakers this week because there's just a lot of crazy shit going on anyway. Now, what is your guilty pleasure music?
Guilty pleasure
Jocelyn
music.
Hernandez, live your best life live. Do it like it's my bidet. Do it like it's my bidet. She was like, the I be tripping about where your dick be. The way you like her.
Like the way she takes
cadence, the cadence. Her lack of cadence. It's fascinating, right?
I
right
mean,
that's right now. That's my guilty pleasure.
That's my guilty pleasure music. I don't know. I feel like a lot of the fucking rap songs be terrible to listen to. Like when you really listen to what they're saying, you
yeah.
be like, God damn.
Yeah,
men talk about
yeah,
us crazy. No, it's true. Like And it's hard because we grew up on this music and you get used to kind of overlooking the shit that they say. But sometimes it's like, yo, this is fucked.
Sometimes
up.
They hit you so hard with it. It's like, oh, I felt that one that time. Damn.
It'd be so damn abusive and dark and just so hypersexual in a way that does not include our pleasure in any way. So that's hard for me, but I still be bumping it and in my house knowing all the words. I'm like, you should be ashamed. You know, I remember when I would tweet out certain songs, people would be like, you listen to this? I'm like, I know. It's like, I do. Like, I love everything. I just love it. And it's hard because I know it's trash, but I still love it. Duality. Like Antoinette says, duality is a thing. Yep. I can hate it and love
Word
it.
Word to Antoinette.
Word to Antoinette. That's mine.
I am so mad that I have... excuse me. Oh, God. I don't even want to say it. My guilty pleasure music is Fefe Dobson.
Come on.
I love Fefe Dobson.
Like, I still listen to that first album.
Ayo. La-da-da-da. Sometimes I don't.
For those of y'all that don't know Destiny singing everything,
come on, are you ready to be
my everything? I'll still listen to that first album, please.
She it's my still guilty looks pleasure great music. Too. I saw.
She still
recent,
looks great.
Yeah, she looked the same.
Every now and then she'll get a flower or two, but honestly, Fefe Dobson really could have owned, and she really did own
Unsung.
Like a sub-generation, but
Unsung.
There is like some shit on that first album that I'll still be listening to. Like, I got an 8x10 for you to sign. Somebody called Julia, let her know I'm still here. Like, Take Me Away is like a forever bop for me. The way she was saying, run, we... Will ride like her little Canadian accent. Whoa.
She's
like,
giving a little avocado just, too. I feel like she's
she
one
was
of the
original
OG.
Avocado.
And
yeah.
You're giving me nothing.
One of the OG avocados.
Yeah. Yes. Fefe Dobson is my guilty pleasure music. Like I still
that
listen.
That is so funny. There,
I still randomly put the album on. I don't know why, but I
you
do.
See the That's, way. Been drifting down a river
Come
to
on.
Nowhere.
And she got really vulnerable
That's
right there.
Shit.
And you're giving me nothing.
Dang, y'all really know her songs. I feel bad. And I'm like, let me look
Friend,
some
I for real jam. Still listen to this particular
I don't remember
album.
None of her songs.
And you know what? I'm going to give you another one. I be trying to give y'all this one, but every time I mention the group, y'all want to talk about another one. NERD, Fly or Die. I always listen to that particular alternative rock album because they did a song with Good Charlotte on there. They had some good ass, like... popping ass like slow
there.
Motion like a dream but real time is what it seems. I love the way she dances. Sorry, I loved that era of almost, you know, we're about to do this alternative shit but we still doing alternative pop rock and we still
she
niggas so
move.
Y'all gonna know.
And
yes,
violent.
She wants to move us on a hey,
hey,
Mister,
hey,
look at your girl.
Hey,
she loves it. I can see it in her eyes. She like
lasts forever.
The shit.
Make it last forever. Let me tell you, I love. You know what? You just made my day because I'm about to listen to that for the rest of the day. Make it
listen
last
to
forever.
That project. The song with Good Charlotte, the way he was carrying on that, like, hey, mom, it's me, mom. Can't tell you where I sleep, mom, because that's what we beat, mom. Sometimes I steal and cheat, mom. Yes, I get enough to eat, mom. Mom, can you listen to me? No, I don't mess with good. I could do the whole thing. And
that's
I'm like,
so
that's
lit.
Why people, mamas Woo. Be tired of them calling, their kids calling them all the time because shit like that. Mama, 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 mama,
mama,
mama. Same thing.
I am playing this album. You like it.
Oh, God. Yeah. That was a really good one. Mind you, I just picked questions. This is all happening organically. I love our show.
Me too. I wish I could turn my AC on so bad.
I know you do. We've been
I know
an
I
hour
said 20
in.
Questions. We ain't got to get through all 20 of them. I'm going to do two more questions and we can move right on along.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I had a full show, okay? What is your... actually, what do you wish was illegal? Since I'm skipping questions now.
What do you wish was illegal? firecracker. Oh, some... wait, they are. Oh, jerks.
Look, she said she wishes they were illegal for real.
Like, for real illegal.
Someone said the small crack in bathroom stalls. Someone says...
Oh, that is so true.
Someone says advertisements like anti-aging is absolutely preposterous. Ooh, your credit score goes down because you canceled a credit card. That should be illegal because it don't mean you got bad credit. It just means you done with that for the moment. Like, that's some bullshit.
You know what I wish was illegal? The train being delayed.
Ooh.
That's yes. what I wish was illegal.
MTA should get a fine every time it yep. does not
and
come on
that. And I feel like
that
only
mark.
Happens here because you go to Asia and their shit is on a schedule, okay? If it says it's going to be there at 10:03, it's going to be there at 10:03. New York be lying. It'll say the train's coming in 10 minutes and it'll say that for 20 minutes. You'll be like, yep. what the fuck?
What kind of shit is that? All of that. They need to clean all that up. Clean all that up.
You know what? One together. Train does come on time, and it better for the or it comes on time some of the time because the MTA never comes on time. The LIRRR because they know your ass got to go a long ass distance. That's why I said some of the time. I was like the few
you remember
times
where
I've
I used
taken
to live, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And you remember I used to have to take that motherfucker and I
see maybe
tell
because
you
weren't going to a white enough neighborhood because
oh,
when
baby,
it goes out to them
baby,
white neighborhoods,
baby, I cut it at Bayside. It don't get no whiter than Bayside, Queens.
Yes, it does.
No,
Island
it don't.
Railroad.
My darling, that's the Bayside stop on the Long Island Railroad.
In
going
Queens,
into,
when
yes,
you go into
on
Long
the,
Island,
on the Port
is
Washington
time.
Line. Okay?
Yeah, on the line.
It goes
okay,
out
yeah.
there. And I'm right. telling you,
it was still
that
late?
Train would say, it would say, it was a daily schedule when the train was supposed to get there. That people require, you know, you need that so you can get to work on time
right,
and shit.
To make your right. connection.
It would be a 5:18 train. That bitch wouldn't come until 5:31. It'd be a 5:01.
And that's surprising because one thing white people will do is take it up to corporate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's surprising.
Welcome to the Long Island Railroad, funky bitch. And then don't get me started on the nighttime when the schedule, when it comes every 2 hours. And then the bitch will skip a train and you'd be sitting there for 4 hours trying to get home.
No.
The
oh, no.
pits.
Oh,
the
no.
Pits.
4 hours.
See, I got to remember, I have this thing called train privilege. This is like a person thing, I guess. Like, it's a luck thing. I usually, for the most part, don't wait more than 5 minutes for a train. Like, even overnight, like, I don't ever take, like, I've never had to take a fucking shuttle for real. Like, I have never had to do none of that. So that's why I say I have, like, a certain amount of train luck. Because I do see that the train be slipping and tripping more often than not. But a lot of the time when it comes to me, thank God, whoever know, I will be too over it. Or maybe I'll just be done with the train altogether when it's late like that. But fuck that. Friend, did you already tell us what should be illegal?
Well, I said what fireworks, you wish was illegal outside but I meant like for real illegal.
Yeah, no, that's
I'm
a good
over
one.
It.
I wish, I don't know how to say this nicely, but I don't like when white people like put their feet in public places. So I wish like exposed soles were illegal
like
in certain
on flights,
areas. Like
when they put it in between your seat.
Like, or maybe if the sole was elevated, like if a sole is exposed and elevated past a certain point, like you should get a fine or something, like anywhere in public. Cause I don't want to like see the bottom of your dirty ass foot and I don't want to smell it. I don't want it like by my elbow oof. Or head or anything. Oof. So it should be like illegal for you to even put, like if you know you're about to put your feet up, you're like, oh, I'm not at home or like whatever the fuck a white
I
person
fall.
Needs to know to not do that. Cause don't do that. Definitely need that outlawed. Okay.
Oof, I just felt that in my back.
You're in a mall. This is a really random one, but I'm going to give this to you. And this is actually, yeah, this should be the last one because it's so random. You're in a mall and you somehow find a bomb planted behind a wall and you have 3 minutes left before it explodes.
Mm-mm.
What are you going to do?
I was going to say something like, shady. Like, I leave.
Let me
repeat the scenario again.
I'm going to repeat the scenario and then I'm going to give you a couple of Reddit answers, right? You're in a mall and you somehow find a bomb planted behind a wall. You like, you look at the timer. You have 3 minutes left before the shit explodes.
Why am I behind the walls at the mall?
You somehow, that's why they said you somehow find a bomb planted behind a wall. Like maybe you were in the bathroom trying to get a paper towel and the shit open and you see there's
a bomb
back there. Like
it would be shady to leave.
Somebody put probably start live streaming.
What?
Look, you don't got to give a serious answer if you don't want to, but somebody put probably start live streaming, which somebody would do. Like, I feel like,
oh, what? Hell yeah.
There are people that would be like, hey guys, so I'm at the mall and there's a bomb in here. I don't know
what to do. Take a picture and post it to Instagram when you're next to the bomb, like. You know, people would do that.
What's up, guys? I just found a bomb.
I'm a bomb bitch.
Oh.
Right. I'm gonna leave. Wait, so I find the bomb behind the wall.
And you got
what
3 minutes before it detonates. What's the word? Detonates.
Before it explodes.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm getting the hell away from. I'm getting the fuck out of there. I can tell you that. And the rest of it, I'll figure out in minute 2 and 3 or whatever. But that first 60 seconds, I'm sprinting like Sha'Carri Richardson in this bitch. Okay? I'm going to be out.
Yeah, what the fuck do you do? Because it's like, yeah, I want to yell and call for help, but vacate. I'm also leaving the building. Like, I'm not staying in it.
Yeah. How is Sha'Carri coming around that track? That's how you would see me coming out the mall. Like,
I'm screaming. Yeah, I mean, Sha'Carri. Shit. I'd be screaming in the middle of the mall, screaming, there's a bomb. Help me.
I mean, it's only 3 minutes.
Call 911. Who I'm do you bullshitted. Call? Do you call 911 when there's a bomb? Do they care? I feel like they'd be like, girl, stop.
They'd be like, well, what? Where the fuck? What? Why are you still there? That's what I would say if I was the operator. Don't make me no 911 operator.
They be so stank.
Y'all thought trying to hurt some tapes
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
They be so stank.
I mean, there's literally no right answer to this. You could do whatever you want. I'm running as well. If I see somebody in the bathroom, I'm probably going to throw them into the bomb or something. I don't know. Like,
wait, yeah, I mean, wait. Did y'all hear the...
Add a little,
did y'all hear the...
interference to the bomb?
The 911 operator when Akon... This is not funny. He got robbed at the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
And she was arguing with him because... He was like, I got carjacked. She was like, what happened? When he told her, she's like, that is not a carjacking. And she started correcting him on the semantics. I was like, girl, will you help him get his fucking car back? What is happening? And even the way she asked what happened, it sounded like your homegirl when you called. She was like, what happened? Tell me what happened. I was like, what? This is a 911 call.
Why they tripping in Atlanta right now?
Ghetto.
Listen, what is it? Shout out to TikTok. Shout out to the young kids birthing their new comedic styles on TikTok. There was a video that I saw, and it was one of those news reports where it was showing somebody had slipped off the slide. Like, they were at one of those amusement parks, and they were sliding, and they went over the edge.
No, don't tell me that.
So.
No.
Well, you know, I'm going to let y'all know. Y'all can laugh, because the man is fine. The person, they survived. Mm-hmm. But this young girl, she took the report and added to the end of it and made it seem like she was asked for an interview. And I'm spoiling this shit just because you need to know you can laugh while you watch it. Because I watched it the first time. I was like, and then I read on what happened. I was like, okay, good. I can laugh because I felt so bad. But the girl, when she was acting like they interviewed her, she was like, yeah, you know, he just went over the side of the slide. Park's still open. So I guess they don't give a shit or nothing. Do we live? Hey, go follow me on Twitter. Like, it was so fucking funny. And she was like, hey, I mean, you asked me for the interview. I'm trying to have fun, man. Like, shout out to this TikToker. I'm going to try to find it by the time we get to the music man or something.
I'll link
but
it when he finds
I just
it.
Can't believe the new styles that are happening everywhere and every day.
Ciao.
But yeah, if you find a bomb, there ain't really any shit you could do. You got 3 minutes. Do the best you can. Pray that you buy a fucking exit. Pray that you don't buy a parking garage, I guess, because that is going to be ground zero for real. I don't know. There's no advice to give here. These are all bullshit questions. These are icebreakers.
I don't even know if I'd think proper in 3 minutes. To be
okay,
honest.
So those were your Reddit icebreakers for this
fun.
Week's episode. Of course, you know, it's something to keep y'all cool while it's hot outside.
Ooh, Chile.
This is the Friend Zone.
The world is racing to get back to normal and start meeting up in person again. But after the year we've all had, getting back to feeling normal takes time. If you're feeling overwhelmed by it all, you are not alone. It's important to find the support you need to face those feelings and move forward. Whether you're a parent, student, millennial, or just someone having a hard day, Talkspace can provide the support to help you feel better with a single message. Talkspace offers individuals and couples therapy in addition to medication prescription services. Set goals with your therapist and they can help you make sure you're really progressing. Talkspace works around your schedule. Send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist in the app. Plus, you can schedule live video sessions with your licensed therapist from anywhere. Thousands of licensed therapists who are experts in dozens of specialties like depression, anxiety, relationships, and more are available for you to match with. Find out why Talkspace is number one online therapy platform to help you sort through any issue. All right, y'all. Outside's opening back up. It's open back up. I know some of us are excited to jump back out there. I know that some of us are scared to jump back out there. So whatever you are going through or need to work through, Talkspace is there to help you through it. So start feeling better with a single message and match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code ZONE. That's $100 off when you use code ZONE at Talkspace.com.
We all shop online. To be honest, I've been kind of overdoing it the past couple of weeks. We are back outside, like Asante just said, and I have to look like something again. Have you guys been shopping for clothes again? Trying to kind of get back in your rhythm, figuring out what you where you want to be, what you want to look like.
Even getting back in the rhythm of shopping. Like, I've been buying, like, pieces, not even full things. Like, it's not a one-stop shop anymore. Right.
I went thrifting. I know I hadn't done that in years. And I found so much cute stuff that it reminded me of the beauty of thrifting. Because you know how Brooklyn be having the spots.
The stuff,
it'd be like the little random hole in the walls that you'll bump into. So I've been thrifting, but then I've been online just trying to like get back in the swing. Like we've been saying, we've been at home for the past year and a half, kind of in our comfy clothes, but now we're back to work at events, you know, openings, screenings, you name it. And I just looking through my closet and was like, the more I'm getting invited to things, the less comfortable I'm really feeling saying yes right now. Cause I feel like I don't even have anything to wear. So Honey has actually honestly truly come in so clutch, because all the stuff I've been buying, Honey has found coupons every time. There was one shop, I can't say the name because my friend promised me not to say it. Remember, Amber?
Keep it secret. Keep it on the low.
She was like, you better not mention it on the podcast because that's my store. I was like, I promise I won't. So I won't do it. But Honey saved me $200, you guys, on that order. And I was like, yo, this is legit. So I actually really love that we have ad space with them, because it really has been saving me so much money as I try to find what looking cute for Fran means again. So imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, the button drops down and all you have to click is apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for those coupons, and you'll just watch the price drop. It's found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings, $1 billion of that being mine. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. It's really cute, too, because when you're on your site shopping, you just see the Honey on the right side kind of, you know, it does that little blink thing like, hey, 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 I got some money for you to save. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. I'd never recommend something I don't use. Y'all know how I get down. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/friendzone, and happy shopping. Make sure you buy me something cute too.
Honey, the pop-up that holds it down,
that
okay?
Pop-up. Oh, that was good.
I'm in the zone. And now, friend, I would like to pass it on to you because I want to know how I can feel well.
So we have been the past couple of weeks focusing on our beauty regimens, when you really think about it, talking scrubs and facial cleansers and moisturizers. And it was funny because when I saw y'all at the park on Sunday, and we were all dripping sweat, and Dustin and I were talking about how it's so hard to properly moisturize when you are outside on a day like this. It's like you don't even want to put anything on. But us being Black, we are not going to go outside without anything on. It's just not really an option. I tried to skate around it. Like the other day, I was like, maybe if I just put it on the parts that are visible, like just my arms and not my torso, but I felt so uncomfortable. It was like wasn't even an option. So I just dealt with the sweat that showed via my moisturizer. But I was curious, do you guys have any specific products that you switch to for your body to stay moisturized, but also battle these temperatures that are like in the 90s where you know you're about to be sweating? There's really no way to avoid that, but you don't want to be out here unmoisturized.
No. All I use is literally this Cetaphil fragrance-free moisturizing lotion, body and face. That's what
and
I
it's use. Light.
Just pray about it.
Right.
Yeah, but you can I mean, really do. I still be hot. Yeah.
I try switching to lighter, like drier oils, but it don't really matter.
Dried oil.
A dry oil is Honey. Usually your best bet, but even that, I mean, that's what I had on Sunday, and we were dripping. Dripping.
So, friend, to answer your question, I do try to switch seasonally between, like, the butters and the oils, because that's literally what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I went... When I seat y'all, I promise you, like, I was soaking, like, the oil, I don't know if it pulled the water from my skin to the outside or what, but I just felt like I was melting. Oof. Like, I was like, is this, am I couldn't feel the heat, so I was like, I guess I'm not hot, but my body just felt so
hot.
Wet. Like, right. It didn't feel cool, it didn't feel good, but yeah, I switched between butters and oils. I try different lotions every now and then, but I love me a good little butter, okay? Let me get a little oil, all right?
Yeah, like I love a butter, like you said, switching from the heavier butters in the wintertime because we get super ashy, but then in the summer I do switch to like a drier oil. But once again, I'm on Exora's balls because this is like the third week I've shot her out. I don't know, she could be like, honey, just come work for me. So I had told y'all I ordered a ton of shit from her site, but I didn't want to highlight everything at once because I like to try things first. And just because it works on me doesn't mean it's going to work on you, but at least I feel better knowing that I actually tried it before just telling y'all about it. And so I've been using this for like a month now, and y'all, so it's the Donkey Milk and Oat Oil Body Lotion. This Donkey Milk got me in a chokehold, okay? My skin looks
look,
so pretty.
Look, the soap is the truth, so.
And
I
you tried it, so you understand yeah, why I'm in a chokehold with this shit. So this is the body lotion. She added oat oil. And y'all, it is so good because it comes on like a, I wish I could show y'all. Well, at least those of you that are on Patreon. So it's a light lotion. And it's just so nice because it's going to moisturize you how you need it. I feel like I'm on QVC. I'm like, it's
I was
such saying
you did that like
great...
we was at Lush or
you
something.
You see me practicing for my TV spots. So it's a light lotion. Goes on really nice. Smell that, Brenda. Amazing.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Do you feel that? Isn't that amazing? So,
luxurious.
Right. You got to add the ad-libs. But all jokes aside... This is the perfect lotion for this weather because it gives you that moisture so you're not outside
what
ashy.
What size you got, friend?
Well, this one is, what is this? 8 ounces?
That's the 4 ounce.
Is it?
Oh, that's the 8 ounce.
I can't even tell. It don't say. It might be the 4 ounce now that I think about it because I wanted to test it. But let me tell you, get the bigger one because this lotion is the truth because it did not do that thing where I was like super sweaty but I was still moisturized. Yeah. So it's like she found the perfect balance. And I will suggest too, I know most of us be in a rush running out with these products, like you shower, you got somewhere to be, especially me. I feel like I'm always taking such a long time to get ready, so I'm always like kind of scrambling. But if you moisturize and give your body some time before having to be outside so that it properly penetrates before you're outside, at least 30, 45 minutes to an hour, give your skin the ability to take it all in. Dustin, I can't even finish.
Y'all better listen. She dropping bombs. Y'all better listen.
Give your skin game. An opportunity to absorb it proper so that you don't lose it all as soon as you get outside and all that wetness. You see what I'm
you
saying to
lose
you?
This. You better give your skin time to properly absorb me, goddammit, so that you don't lose all of this.
It's the face from me. Our Patreon viewers just No, they'd be like, these nut bags. But check this out. This is one of the newer products. And then I only bought two other products of hers that I haven't talked to you guys yet because I want to test out her toner. She has like a Hydra Quench toner and then a salicylic acid to clear out your...
I'm sore up too.
Yes,
okay.
Look at us. We are fucked.
I got mine too.
And I bought her maracuja oil, which I used to use when I lived in Brazil. And I'm curious how this is going to work. I'm going to start using this week on my face to see if I can handle the oil on my. It's a little bit of a drier oil, so I feel like it would be good. And I'll let you guys know how that works because I'm Exora BB'd out, okay? I have like four more products to talk to y'all about. But just wanted to put that in case you were looking for lotion. One thing that talking about these products and asking y'all about what you're using, we don't realize like a lot of people don't necessarily know what to use. They just kind of grab whatever's available at CVS, but don't really know. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have a skincare regimen that's fully black owned. I've never had that before. I've always used...
Clap for it.
You know what I mean? Like, my hair stuff has always been black owned because obviously I use it like Camille Rose and Shea Moisture and all the brands that I got put onto when I was on YouTube. But skincare was always a little different.
Depp gel.
The Depp gel. I'm dead. That hard and ass sea gel used to break
smell
my
like
hair.
Depp gel and sea breeze.
Or the Tresemme and shit that we used to use. I mean, I still be using it.
Or VO5. God forgive me. Go ahead, finish your thing, and I got a good VO5 joke. Finish.
But it's nice to now have my hair black owned, my skin black owned. Like, I'm feeling really good about that. I'm starting to kind of audit where else in my life it can make those swaps. And so this is very exciting. That's why I've been making this the conversation for the past few weeks. And also, she has such great fucking products. Like, I want to see her blow the hell up because these are products we all need to have in our hands, but also these should be on shelves somewhere, to be honest. Her formulations, she just got it. She got it because these are awesome. So I've told y'all about the donkey milk and calendula body wash that I think Asante said he had gotten as well. The donkey milk and chamomile soap in case you're someone who likes bars. And I've told y'all about the oat oil body lotion today, as well as the chamomile facial cleanser and the argan oil and donkey milk face moisturizer. So I've told y'all about, like 5-6 products and then adding this today. And then I'll let y'all know if y'all in search of a toner, that's what I'm going to test next, maybe for the next month or so. So I'll let y'all know in about 30 days to see how her toner worked for me, because I definitely was missing that step, especially in this heat. It's nice to add a toner to your regimen. I like doing it at night, like
keep
before bed. Yeah, and just do that nice. You do the cleanse, tone, and then moisturize. I'm missing that step, so I'll let y'all know how that goes for me. So that's it. Just another Exora BB product to put, because I know all of us are trying to be dewy and supple and fine without dripping out here, and trying to find that balance has been tough. We were saying that when we pulled up, all of us looked so cute in our little summer fits, but we were wet and
we
not
literally
in a cute
came
way.
Through dripping.
It was so, it's hard to be cute in this weather. It just really is. So wanted to put that out there. That's it for me. We're back to you, Asante, Mr. Music Man. What you got for us this week?
All right, all right. Now that I've sent my petty text. This week in music, I want to first quickly mention some
music.
Yeah, so much music, so much stuff has happened. I'm not going to cover the BET Awards. Maybe Dustin will, who knows. But I do want to quickly say shout out to everybody that attended. Shout out to everybody that won. Everything about the BET Awards was magical this year. And I don't want to take anything away from anybody. So I will say, if you haven't watched that, you should go watch the awards, because it was a great ceremony this year. I'm going to get right into some artists to mention. Tyler, the Creator, has dropped his project, Call Me If You Get Lost. Tyler is being more of himself, doing more of, I don't want to say doing more of the same, because what is the same when you're talking about Tyler, the Creator? He always innovates and does shit the way that he wants to do it. So shout out to Tyler for always keeping shit his style. And you know, he pissed off DJ Khaled last year or the year before with that Igor shit, and he's still pissing people off by continuing to keep his style, which I can fuck with. So check out the new project. It's called Call Me If You Get Lost. You listen to it?
Mm-hmm. That Wilshire record, I was like, wow. It's an 8-minute diary entry of him fucking his friend's girl, which is wild. But it was good.
Yes, Tyler, the Creator, does do a lot of wild music, and I think that's why I can't stop going back to listen to his projects. If you need some motivation, he has features from 42 Doug, Youngboy Never Broke Again, Ty Dolla $ign, Lil Wayne, Domo Genesis, Tezo Touchdown, whoever that is, and Brent Faiyaz, Daisy World, Pharrell, Lil Uzi Vert. Tons of people, but I was there for Tyler by himself. I actually, the features are appreciated, but Tyler does a great job on his own. He literally does not need no help being crazy as he is.
And shout out to Jay Versace.
Corso.
Ooh, I like that one. Shout out to Jay Versace too. You know, he produced one of the tracks on there, which I thought was epic.
He did?
Yes.
Jay Versace is really...
I saw everybody congratulating him. Like, shut the fuck up, Jay Versace. Out here. Y'all know Tyler seems real particular about who he works with. Like, he seems like he kind of keeps it in his circle. So that was pretty cool to see too. And shout out to creatives that we've seen growing up basically on the internet, just continuously expanding. That's cool to see. But I love the project. I've listened to it from top to bottom, and I can't really say there were any skips for me.
Same. Also, because we're talking about new projects that are out, Doja Cat's Planet Her is out, and there's a deluxe version. So if you went and listened to the project already, go get you to the deluxe version so you can get those. The more there's Eve on there now with Tonight. Like,
right, that was crazy.
Doja Cat is crazy for all the right reasons. She does not give a fuck about what y'all are trying to do to her, because all she wants to do is continue to provide good music and good vibes.
Yeah, she does.
So thank you for that. Thank you for that, Doja Cat. Thank you for marrying Nicki Minaj and Lady Gaga and like other crazy people together and giving us this art that we have here. And not being colorist or whatever, you're saying that you don't do none of that shit. I believe you, girl, because all you're out here doing is just creating. And so just keep creating, keep innovating, and keep doing your thing. Doja is definitely like, she's put in the work for years, but like now that we're seeing how hot she is in this moment, I can't wait to see what her new eras are going to look like, because she's shown us she can not only work a record for however long it needs to be worked, but she can also breathe new life into a record after working it, and also give you a full project, and also give you tight visuals, and she can do any type of feature, whether it's an R&B feature or an alternative feature or a hip hop hardcore feature. Like, Doja is very talented. She's already shown us a lot of what she does, and I feel like she still has a lot more to offer. So
yeah.
Shout out to Doja Cat.
A definite genre bender, because I have to say, when the album started, I was like, oh, this is not what I expected it to be at all. And she kind of like took you into so many different pockets throughout the album that you couldn't really even decide what you're listening to, because she had the Afro beat songs, but then she had like the more... how would you describe it? Whatever this new millennial rap, not even millennial, whatever it is, just this new rap cadence that everyone's doing. She has some of that. She has some of her dance records, more of the pop songs, the harder, you know, it's like a little bit of everything for everyone. I really liked it though. And I thought her visuals were great.
How about I'm you, fucking Dustin? With the album. I love it. I love the song with her and Ariana Grande. Of course, Need to Know is the reason why I even listen to
Same.
The album. Y'all know I'm normally on some totally different shit with my music. Mm-hmm. But when I heard Need to Know, that's just an incredible song. The video is crazy, but the fucking beat, the her, you know, everything about it, it's just a knockout. And I really enjoy that song. So that made me interested in that project.
Same.
And I listened to it. I love it. I love the song with her and Young Thug. I love the song with J.I.D. I love the song Love to Dream. I love the song, Get Into It, Yeah. Get Into It, If You're Gonna Charge. I love that song. I love this album, man, flat out. Doja, you know, it is what it is. It's just good music, shit.
It
like,
is.
I love it.
Amen. Do you two have artists that you want to mention before I mention my last artist, I guess? Do you have artists that you want to mention, not play?
Hiatus Coyote dropped a new project.
What that thing called?
It's called Valiant. Hold on, let me look them up. There was so much new music, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of music. That's why I want to give y'all the opportunity to mention
listening to everything for hours on Friday. Like, I just stayed up on my couch playing it on my TV. It's called Mood Valiant. It's their latest album, and it is so good, y'all. Like, if you're a fan of them, You already know what type of time they're on. It's just real vibey.
I already like the titles.
It's just dope. Remember we went to her show?
I do have an artist to mention when y'all get ready.
Didn't we go to her show?
Yeah, out in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
Oh, when y'all saw
Brooklyn Bowl, when Napalm was performing, we went with Jay. That was so damn fun.
And Bobby McFerrin's daughter was,
was opening up.
The remember
opener.
Madison McFerrin? Mm-hmm. And she, shout out to, so she's one of the artists I want to mention. Shout out to Madison Maddie McFerrin. Mm-hmm. Madison McFerrin, I think is her name.
Yeah, that was her name.
She has a song called Guilty that she released when Derek Chauvin was convicted, not sentenced.
Oh, shit.
But she it's a cappella at first, and then it's got like this like house kind of beat. She'd be like, that motherfucker's guilty. That motherfucker's guilty. You got to hear this good. So let's look out for that.
Guilty, the extended mix.
Right. Oh.
That's it. The only other artist I want to mention, shout out to our boy Amorphis, y'all. His debut EP, Things Take Shape. Drops July 7th.
Oh, shit.
And he tweeted that he's beyond excited to take us all on the first step of what is sure to be an incredible musical journey over the years.
That's exciting.
So he is out of here. Shout out to you, Amorphis. It's go time, baby.
I'm July 7th, dying we're gonna be banging this because he's had pictures with Victoria Monet. He had a picture, I think, with Brandy, maybe. And obviously, we heard the single with Kehlani. So he's going for the heavy hitters straight out the gate. I'm here for that.
It's on. Love
Congratulations. Yep.
All right. I want to quickly mention this artist, you know, because I was talking about Fifi Dobson earlier. Willow, well, actually, both of the Smith children have dropped music.
Willow.
Jaden has a song out called Bye. Jaden is making music that sounds like Jaden, and I like it. It's like,
what?
It's called Bye. B-Y-E. So Jaden's song is called Bye. It's very summery feely. It kind of gives me something that Tora Ma would come out with. I can't help him. I have a big computer screen, thank God. And y'all are there. The notes are here. Also, Willow, she's dropped two songs, Lipstick and Transparent Soul, featuring Travis Barker.
Oh, I haven't heard it yet.
Willow is sounding. So Jaden dropped music.
She on her shit right now.
Jaden is dropping music sound like himself.
Right? Willow's going
yes,
for the rock.
And Galen. Willow is out here sounding like her mama. So shout out to the both of them. The children are more than all right. They're still out here being free and doing good work and creative work and inspiring people. They don't got to be out here trying to do all the extra shit y'all want to do. They're doing great work, okay? They are still children who are just having fun. They're adults. I don't want to say children, excuse me. They need to be respected is really just the point of all this. So respect the Smiths. My last name is Smith. I might be one, okay? And that's it for the artists to mention. I have one more artist that I'm going to mention for the song to play, but that's because I'm going to play their song. But I want to start off playing songs from you guys. So, friend, you know I always need to know what you've been listening to. And, oh, just because I said need to know and I forgot to say this, also check out Doja Cat. She just dropped the video for the song with her on The Weeknd. I just wanted to say that earlier when I was talking about Doja Cat.
Okay.
That's the jam. That's a good sex song, by the way.
Yes, the song is called You Right, and the visual is so, like, airy and futuristic.
Ain't that the one about cheating?
Fantastical.
Ain't it where she's like, I got a man.
But I want you.
God damn. You right, right. Songs.
Yes. Beautiful video, beautiful visual. Just had to make
beautiful
sure.
Beautiful story.
beautiful story. Fucked up
great
story.
Gowns.
So yeah, that's it for artists to mention over here. Fran, what songs have you been playing? I'm sorry, I know I asked you, but now I really want to know.
So in honor of Dustin's best friend, Mary J. Blige's new documentary on Amazon, I would play a Mary J. record, but I'm actually going to take it back to one of her influences, Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
Oh.
There was a section about just the songs that she grew up on and what they meant to her and how she was able to integrate those sounds and those stories and those feelings into her projects and how it really just changed the scope of her
everything.
Vision. Yeah, in every way. And I just love that documentary, first of all. Please watch it. I was so emotional. Like 5 minutes in, my eyes were already watery because it's Mary J. Blige telling her story. There was so much I didn't know just about her childhood. Look, I have chills even just talking about it.
Right now, I'm getting like, yes.
What is it? It's like, she just brings so much. And I love that she put this together and I hope she's proud of it because it really hit so deep. The part about the projects, I was tweeting about that, just the effect it had on her psyche and trying to break through that. And then the people she's dated, the music she was creating, the pain of her mom raising them by herself, the issue with her dad. Like, it was just so well done. Please go watch
it
that.
It just all made, it just brought so much clarity to her art.
So
and,
much.
Just the song you're about to play, the way that she said that song made her, it allowed her to be able to see beyond her circumstances.
Ooh, I have chills.
And really, like, begin to dream. And so that just, and this song was, this is a classic.
I mean, a classic. So Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves the Sunshine, and this is how it goes. Feel that in your heart. That's one of those you go walk through the streets in this weather and just put it in your headphones and just like forget about everything. This is one of those songs. It reminds me of like the energy Crooklyn gave me. Remember how good the music on Crooklyn was? People make the world go round. It's just like these types of songs, like, oh, they just hit different. So that's my song for this week.
Oh, just one?
Just one. I mean, you can't play anything else after that.
Right? All right, Dustin Ross, what you got for us?
Nicki Minaj went live the other day and played an unreleased song called Big Barbie that landed on a track produced, and it was the shit. I think it's from like, it's like 6 years old or some shit. But anyway, listen to this song, y'all.
Me,
this is me playing Big Barbie next to the bomb I found in the mall.
On a reel.
On my stream.
So that's dope. Then there is, where is this other damn song?
That song sounds good though. Big Barbie.
Yeah, it sounded really good, right?
Come on, Nicki. Give us a summer
Damn
record.
It, I can't find it. All right, and this song is by, it's by Teyana Taylor, but it's a New Orleans bounce version by J. Diggy from the Keeping Everything New Orleans album. It's called Love Me With The Beat.
Things that we really don't mean. We do things in between the lines. We should do more to step out. I'm sorry if I made you feel less than who you are. A little insecure. Oh, you're the shining star. I wanna spend my nights with you, my life with you. Oh,
that's what that
damn,
was.
Damn, I'm with that. That's a dope summer song.
Whoa.
Sometimes.
Sing Dustin Ross.
Y'all, look, if y'all want to make a song, man, look, we about to do the encore. TFC presents the encore.
The extended version featuring the Friend Zone.
Woo. You got any more, Dustin?
That's no, all that's you? It. That's it oh, for that's me this it? Week, just too. Mm-hmm.
We playing humble this week.
Okay, well, last week I did tell everybody that Justine Sky, her project was coming out. Oh, it's called Space and Time. Mm-hmm. Space and Time has been released. It has been presented to us. It is a lovely project, Justine Sky. There's nothing else I can say other than thank you. She has such a beautiful voice, and this production, not only does it match her voice, because that's always a thing for me, but her voice enhances the production, if you will, which is cool.
Yes,
because
yes.
A lot of the times you feel like, you know, a lot of times the production adds to someone else's aesthetic, but she enhances the production, which I think is really cool. So
her presence is a present.
Definitely. Shout out to Justine Sky. She dropped, remember that song at the end in the visual I showed you, and it had that If Your Girl Only Knew sample, and it was Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. It's a full song on the project. It's called Innocent. Please go listen to it. That's one of the hotter songs on there, but the whole thing honestly has some heat. And I think I was trying to figure out what song I wanted to play for y'all, because I liked a few of these songs. I liked a lot of these songs. I'm gonna just play something really random. I randomly chose this song just now. This one's called Hey Sucker. It's just Justine and Timbaland.
That's cause at first it was going well. You've been out of line, I've been finding out. Guess I'm in denial once you're going down, but I'm so disappointed how you went about it. So now I'm like,
hey, sucker nigga, yeah. Hey, sucker nigga.
Ooh, whatever happened to you? Seems like the rumors were true. Looks like you gotta figure shit out, boy. Counting on the ways I can say I made you. Trust me, ain't no turning back. Lame ass, broke ass, miss me with that. Sick how you play.
Hey.
Trust me, ain't no turning back. Lame ass, broke ass, miss me with that.
I made you.
That was Hey Sucker. That was one of the more that's one of the more understated tracks on the project, but there's still so much happening in that vibe. So I really, really am feeling the new Space and Time project. I really didn't want to choose one, but I just played something random for y'all. So if y'all hear something better and you're like, why you ain't play this one? There are tons of beautiful songs on this project.
Make it happen, I'm angel.
Come on, notes.
Let it happen, I guess.
You are so funny.
Last week I talked about Flo Milli.
She looks so good in a picture I saw next to Lil Nas X. Did y'all see that picture? Oh my god. It looks so good.
Flo Milli always looks good.
But wow. Shout out to you. What a beautiful girl.
I know you giving her a compliment and she deserves it, friend, but Flo Milli always looks good.
That's just her.
There are just certain, she just be having looks, and I really like, I'm so mad I don't remember which video it was, but in the one video where she had the long ass bandana and she was really just rocking the white wife beater and the fucking jean shorts. I was like,
she don't gotta do much.
Fifth Harmony's work and out here working it out.
That's
different. Flo Milli, last week, I think, Fran, you mentioned Gold Link. He dropped his project.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to play the song last week, but I'm going to play it this week. This is Gold Milli. Gold Milli. Gold Milli. Gold Link, Flo Milli, do a project. Gold Milli. This is Flo Milli on Gold Link's project. The song is called Raindrops, and here's Flo Milli on there.
Here is raindrops. I won't range with new top. When I post the new stop, if I post my nudes, I have the world ooh ah. This
right here, that new pop. Type to make the move stop. I don't follow rules, I just break them in.
If you want to hear Golden, you got to go listen to the song. Hey, sorry. I'm just loving me some Flo Milli. She's always out here having fun. And I have no complaints when it comes to Flo Milli. Like, there are certain girls sometimes I'd be like, oh, I wish. Flo Milli is young. She's getting it. She's been writing. She's been killing it. She's going to grow into, well, she's already really grown into her own, but she's going to continue growing into who she already is. So shout out to Flo Milli and all that personality. I'm rooting for you. Been rooting for you. Can't wait to see your cypher come out with XXL. Last artist that I'm going to mention, I randomly stumbled on this artist on, I think I just was looking at the new stuff because I had to get into all the new music and this artist, they put out a project. This project is called Love Letters with a Z, but the artist name is Marzz with two Zs, M-A-R-Z-Z. They are from Louisville, Kentucky, rising singer-songwriter. That's what their Spotify says. I'm going to play this song because I just heard it and I was like, oh, there's something to this right here. Because this was, I always play... Certain times when I go to projects, I want to know how they start or how they end. Because sometimes people make it like a statement to how they do their intro or their, you know, final track. So this is the final track on the project, Love Letters, and it's called Done With Ya. I felt like it was a nice final, you know, track name. So I need to get into that.
I see the way you're looking down on me. But I can feel it in my soul now. Do shit, you know I told you. Even though it's been a while. I really thought you was the one to sweep me off my feet. Last eternally, but I'm down with you, 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 baby. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Cause I'm down with you, 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 baby. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am.
That's the one, Brand. That's the reason that I talked about it. Like, when I got that little, that last yes I am like that, I was like, oh, well, yes, you are. Thanks. Done, sis. Because what are we doing here?
That was cute. I'm with it.
So yes, again, that's Marzz, M-A-R-Z-Z. That particular song is called Done With Ya. There's so much more I could talk with music. There's an artist named Cautious Clay who I've talked about before. They have a whole project out called Deadpan Love. Mm-hmm. There's several visuals out. Please just go check that out. I'm just going to shout them out. And I'm going to do some more of my own research on this latest Cautious Clay project. And maybe I'll come back next week with some picks. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, that's really all that we need to say and do here over at the Music Man segment. Now, Dustin Ross, I would love for you to take it away and tell us what you've been watching there in TV land.
Really briefly, because I'm going to do a deeper dive on the BET Awards on our Patreon. Shout out to Patreon, the gated community.
That's so
funny. The BET Awards did take place this past Sunday. They called it Culture's Biggest Night. Aww. And not Cardi's baby.
Culture.
Because this was actually the other baby's biggest night. This was Cardi's new baby's biggest night. Aww. Because she announced her pregnancy in the middle of a very spirited and wonderful performance with the Migos. They were doing their song Type Shit from the Culture 3 project. And it was preceded by a performance of Straightening by the Migos, which I'm in love with their new project. This is my kind of carrying on and shit talking. I love the choreo that they're doing, and they really amplify and present themselves as a group. And I love the fact that they are really cemented as a group. They're a group, a pop group almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
they
I love
group.
That. So they performed, and Cardi announced her pregnancy when she performed her feature on Type Shit. Really dope moment.
She looks so good.
Incredible tribute. Yeah, incredible tribute to Queen Latifah.
Beautiful and, tribute to Dana.
Yeah, Dana's remarks were quite interesting afterwards as well. I think that the City Girls gave a very choreo-heavy performance of Twerkulator, their new single.
I liked it.
That people are talking about.
I
liked
too.
It, too. Yeah. It was cute because they looked like girls from around the way dancing.
Exactly.
It was cute. But lots and lots of performances. Lil Baby and Kirk Franklin opened up the show, which I kind of was like, well, let me put my seatbelt on for this. If this is how we open in the damn show, then there's no telling what this
Lil
is.
Lil Baby was cracking
show,
me up.
Right, with him and Kirk Franklin. He looked like he was scared. I just don't want to cuss. I just don't want to cuss. I just don't want to say no bad word. I just don't want to cuss. I just don't want to cuss while I'm with Kirk Franklin stage. So that's what it looked like his little baby was saying to me. But anyway, I'm not going to go that deep into it. I'm going to talk about it more on Patreon. Mm-hmm. What I want you guys to focus on this week is catching up on season one of David Makes Man on OWN. It actually returned for season two, and the show has jumped. David and his brother are now adults. There's so much going on. And if you watch season one, it is like a roller coaster when you get to episode one of season two because of how different the show looks. It's a totally different show now. So please, I implore you all to watch this show. Excellent performances, great, great acting, great character development. It's just it's a great show. So watch David Makes Man on OWN. Love and Marriage Huntsville, Carlos King's hit reality show on OWN, is also coming back. The season three premiere is in a couple of days, I believe. So that's something that you're going to want to watch because I'm going to be talking about it here. So I, again, implore your asses to go ahead and catch up, watch the previous seasons now so that you can get all the contextual references that we'll be speaking when we discuss the show. And you can kind of put the pieces together and things will make sense. The Housewives of Potomac, the real Housewives of Potomac, shall I say, are returning on July 11th, 7/11. So that's how you'll remember. That's the date that the show comes back, 7/11. Watch that show. We're going to talk about that here some more. also, I hope everyone has been tuning into The Real Housewives of New York City. Ebony K. Williams has been carrying the show on her back and educating these hoes along the way. And it's been fascinating and also satisfying to watch. Please make sure you're tuning into that as well. The reunion's coming up, and we'll just put a pin in that discussion right there. And that's pretty much it for this week's TV wrap-up. There's lots and lots of things on television right now, but those are the things that I want you to put on your radar. You can catch our recap of BET's hit show, BET Presents the Encore, on our Patreon.
Every week.
And what is our Patreon link again, you guys?
Patreon.com/TheFriendZonePodcast. Make sure you go ahead and sign up. Asante is facilitating the encore conversation, and we will be talking about episode 3 tomorrow. Actually, by the time you hear this, the episode... No, because the binge drops on Fridays. Yeah. We record Wednesdays and we drop Fridays. So you'll have it this week for sure. And Dustin's BET recap with more depth will be in there. So we have a lot. Episode with Haas is coming up soon too. So it's a lot of good stuff on the Patreon. Definitely check that out.
So that's it for the TV Land recap this week, you guys.
Perfect.
That's all I got.
It's hot outside. So with that being said, we love you guys so much. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
So many non-dairy flavors, so little time. Ben and Jerry's has 5 new non-dairy frozen desserts made with your favorite dairy alternatives. Tonight, though, Americone Dream, Caramel Sutra, Fish Food, or Colin Kaepernick's Change the World lead the pack as the 5 new non-dairy flavors the Ben & Jerry's flavor gurus have whipped up for us. Check out Ben & Jerry's new non-dairy options, as well as the whole non-dairy family, at benjerry.com.